light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA, Liza Mundy delves into the compelling and often overlooked stories of women who have worked within the CIA since its inception in 1947. This revealing book shifts the narrative away from the traditionally male-centric espionage history to focus on the pioneering women who played crucial roles in shaping the agency and influencing global politics. Mundy's meticulous research and vivid storytelling bring to light the struggles, successes, and contributions of these women, presenting an untold chapter in the history of espionage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, early women of the CIA. The journey begins with the establishment of the CIA in 1947, where women were initially consigned to clerical and support roles. Despite these limitations, early female employees of the CIA like Adelaide Hawkins, one of the agency's first cryptographers, made indelible marks. Early profiles of such women demonstrate their contributions went far beyond administrative duties. They had a hand in crafting the early framework of intelligence work, which included analysis, fieldwork, and covert operations. Their perseverance in a male-dominated world paved the way for future generations of women in intelligence. This section deeply explores these foundational figures and the social and professional hurdles they faced, setting the scene for the evolution of the roles of women within the CIA. Secondly, breaking barriers in espionage. The book highlights key moments when women in the CIA moved from peripheral roles to central players in critical missions. Featuring stories of unsung heroines, Mundy points out how during the Cold War, women began to take on more significant roles in operations. The rise of women like Jonah Heistand Mendez, the CIA's chief of disguise, signified a shift. These women didn't just participate, they led and innovated, developing new tactics and technologies. Their work helped shape intelligence strategies that are still in use today. This section elaborates not only on their roles, but also on the specific missions they influenced, underscoring the high stakes and their substantial contributions to national security. Thirdly, transformation in agency culture. As more women filled varied roles within the CIA, there was a slow but evident cultural shift within the agency. Mundy examines policies implemented to incorporate diversity and equality within the workplace, fostering a more inclusive environment for women. She discusses the establishment of employee resource groups, mentorship programs, and other initiatives designed to support women in the intelligence community. However, this progress occasionally faced resistance and setbacks, revealing a complex interplay between gender, policy, and espionage work. This topic explores how these cultural shifts affected operational dynamics, personnel practices, and overall mission effectiveness. Fourthly, contemporary women leaders in the CIA. By the 21st century, women reached the highest ranks of the CIA, including positions as directors and key advisors. This part of the book profiles contemporary leaders like Gina Haspel, the first female CIA director. Their leadership marks a significant milestone in CIA history and reflects broader societal changes towards gender parity. Mundy assesses the impact of these leaders, not just within the agency, but also on a global scale, where their decisions affect international relations and security. The discussion here includes both the challenges these leaders face, including public scrutiny and internal pressures, as well as their strategic visions for the agency's future. Lastly, impact on global intelligence. The influence of women in the CIA extends beyond individual accomplishments. They have collectively impacted global intelligence gathering, analysis, and operations. This section discusses how the involvement of women has brought unique perspectives and strategies into intelligence work, particularly in regions where gender plays a significant role in social dynamics. Mundy explains how women operatives have uniquely contributed to understanding and navigating complex cultural contexts, ultimately enhancing the CIA's ability to act on a global stage. The stories included demonstrate instances where women's contributions directly informed U.S. foreign policy and international strategies. In conclusion, The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA by Liza Mundy, is an essential read for anyone interested in the untold stories of espionage, the role of women in critical national security positions, and the dynamics of gender in professional spaces. This book effectively highlights why understanding the contributions of women in this powerful agency can inspire current and future generations to pursue careers in intelligence. It's particularly beneficial for aspiring female professionals and students of gender studies and political science, providing them with compelling historical insights and proving that their potential role in global security measures is both vital and achievable. If you would like to support Liza Mundy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine-Nar Tree, better life begins in a book.